Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Will calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I do.
Thank you so much. First question, do you have any children living with you and attending school at the moment?
No.
None. Nephews or grandchildren?
Grandchildren.
How many?
Two.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes the school your grandchildren attend this current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or a home school?
It's number one. It's a Boston public school.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 83.
83. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. How do you describe your gender with all due respect? Woman? Man?
Woman. Okay. You don't even need to go any further, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. How would you describe your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian,
white.
African? Okay.
Yes, white.
Thank you so much. Thinking specifically of your grandchildren who are enrolled in Boston Public School, what grades are they in? Kindergarten,
fourth grade.
Fourth? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I am somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your fourth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fourth grade grandchild's school? Will you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I think a C.
A C, okay, thank you. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How will you grade Boston Public Schools? Will you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I would give them a D.
D, okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
An F.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it's committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well. Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says they are partnered with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well will you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
Thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up top two, okay? I'm going to read the list. You let me know which two you want me to pick, you want me to mark. First one is parents. Second is teachers. Third, students. Fourth, the superintendent, BPS system leaders. Fifth is politicians. And sixth is the local community.
Okay, before I answer, read the question again, please.
Okay, if you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
BPS system leaders.
Okay, thank you. Next question. You mentioned you had a grandchild in fourth grade. This next section is we're going to talk about your fourth grade child.
Okay, first of all, they're both in fourth grade because they're twins.
Oh, okay, grandchildren, both of them. Thank you so much for clarifying that part.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now, how engaged do you want to be with your fourth grade grandchildren education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Very, very engaged.
Thank you. How engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your grandchildren attending fourth grade? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
That's a hard one to answer, but I would say somewhat engaged when I look at the particular school that they attend.
I understand. Thank you so much. Now, as a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The communications I received from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Well, or? Yeah, first of all, I'm the grandparent, but I do know that my daughter-in-law and my son get a lot of communications from the school about their school, about what's going on.
Okay. Do you feel, so you will say that they somewhat agree or they strongly agree with this statement?
They would strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, do you feel that their feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System? Will you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
I would agree.
Somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, the Boston Public School System makes your daughter-in-law and your son, they make them feel welcome? Would you strongly agree? Okay.
Yes, the school, yes.
Okay. What about the Boston Public School System makes it easy for them to share their concerns? Will you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say I agree strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. How concerned are you about your fourth grade grandchild's emotional or grandchildren emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your grandchildren attending fourth grade physical safety while being at the school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay, thank you. How about how many days has your grandchildren attending fourth grade have been absent from school so far this year? Would you say 0 days, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
5 to 8.
Thank you. What are the reasons your grandchildren attending fourth grade have been absent from school so far this year? You just let me know yes or no, okay, if you know. They don't want to go to school, yes or no?
No. They were sick. They had colds.
Oh, they have illnesses.
They both had colds that, you know, were contagious.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next question. Does your grandchildren that are attending fourth grade school, in their school, did they offer fresh food prepared on site at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere?
I don't know. I think they offer fresh food, but on that one, I'm not really 100% certain.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. As you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school. On the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your grandchildren's fourth grade school? Safety, outdoor space, air quality, overall cleanliness, classrooms, or something else, or nothing?
Something else.
Can you please specify what that something else is?
Well, I think that they should have a longer period of time for lunch and that they need to get two recesses. They only get 20 minutes for lunch and they only get one 20-minute recess. And okay. In my opinion, that's not enough time for children to go out and really stretch their legs and get exercise and be out in the fresh air.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me just write everything down real quick. Thank you. Next question. Does your or do your grandchildren that are attending fourth grade have individualized education plans, sometimes called IEP, I'm sorry. Yes or no?
One of them does, yes.
Okay. Does your or do your grandchildren that are attending fourth grade receive services for English languages learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English only.
English only, okay, thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
2-year associate degree.
Okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 35, 35
25,
to 50.
25 to 35.
Thank you. That'll conclude our survey. Once again, thank you so much for your time and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
God bless you too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.